You don't go back to your old neighborhood.
So I thought about it, and then so I was like, yeah, then we're
and then what say? What say to you? Can you say you go back to him? Your old neighborhood, man. You say you would have go back to your old neighborhood. So since you don't do that, how that work now? How you go back to him? Where do you call him and say, yo, me want it back? Me don't know how that go. Cause me no privy to them information then. Me never do that before. So when you see the neighborhood, what happened? Explain that to me. Eh? You know what I'm saying?
No.
So he said, neighborhood leave you speechless. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Skiddly daddly diddly 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 diddly.
Whoa!
See?
All right, people, don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. Crooks, would you move back to Jamaica?
Would I move back to Jamaica? I think I'm spoiled by America. I'm not sure, to be honest. Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No, no, though.
Not no.
No, no.
I feel like I'm spoiled by certain things. All right. I am all for moving back to Jamaica, but mm-hmm. I feel like I would be absolutely frustrated the minute light cut off for any reason. I feel like once light cut off, me go vex.
But it depends. To me da move back to Jamaica.
Yeah.
Not now. But, not now. Yeah. Me da move back to Jamaica like when me like soon dead.
I could see that.
When me soon dead,
I would retire in Jamaica.
So me mean.
Yeah.
That's when me da move back. But yeah. What me da want have though is like a estate in a Jamaica.
Absolutely.
Or a house.
Yeah.
So me can dead I don't know, 3 months out of the year.
I would for sure have like
probably. And to me, not even 3 months out of the year. I would have liked that, I don't know, once a month.
Just pop in every now and again.
I can pop in and pop out.
I can see that.
To me, I don't really feel like I want to live one place.
Yeah, that's my thing. I don't know if I'd want to permanently live in any one place either.
Living out any one place to me, crazy. There was a conversation we may have, you know, where people at fight me on final.
For?
And we are talking about, like, for buy a house at Jamaica.
Yeah.
And may I say, I did a talk with Pages.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, yo, you can't get a house at Jamaica right now where decent, where massive,
yeah,
for $150,000 US. Fight me.
So how much you think you'd need for like a big house at Jamaica?
Brother,
like the kind of estate where you're...
Brother, me look pon the market for house at Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
House at Jamaica price coming it, just like foreign.
Yeah, I was looking at houses in Jamaica thinking, yo, car, you know LA house them.
LA out of this world. So
LA is immediately LA. Like $5 million for like a one bedroom.
Yeah.
Somewhere, you know what I mean? So I'm saying, all right, let me look at what I go on at Jamaica. Get a nice. I'm feel like for $5 million, I suppose I can get something.
$5 million what? Jamaican?
US.
No, you can't get million US you can get
out. You can get big you can no, you can get a big house
no,
still.
$5 million US at Jamaica, you get estate.
Yeah.
Come
fully.
We're talking about big. No. For $5 million US at Jamaica, brother. Meesh.
Yeah, fully.
Meesh.
So it's like, but it's also like country.
No, man, you can't get out of Kingston too, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, man. Because people feel like me just set things, you know. Me look through all of the, you know, the communities them where me would I want to live. You think me I go back to Jamaica, go move, go where me used to live?
Okay, so you would, all right. What do you think about the idea of, because I've always thought about this, but I feel like it wouldn't work out. You wouldn't go back to like the old neighborhood and build up the neighborhood.
No, they might kill me. Me know mine. Me know exactly how that work. You don't go back to your old neighborhood.
So I thought about it, and then so I was like, "Yeah, then we kill
and
me."
And then what him say to you? Can you say you go back to him? Your old neighborhood, man. You say you would go back to your old neighborhood. So since you don't do that, how that work now? How you go back to him? Where do you call him and say, "Yo, me want it back. Me don't know how that go. Cause me no privy to them information. You know. Me never do that before. So when you see the neighborhood, what happened? Explain that to me. Eh? You know what I'm saying?
No, but no.
So you say, neighbor will leave you speechless.
Fair. You got me there. You got me there. All right. The old ends.
You don't go
is,
back.
Is ends better?
You would have go back to your old community.
Yes.
Would I rebuild my old community?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, would I want to go and build up the house?
Mm-hmm. But live there?
That no plug in. What the plug there for that? Where's it? But now I stop it, you know? There is normally the plug supposed to be right there, so.
Which one cut out?
None of them not supposed to lock off. It the camera, all of them supposed to fully charge.
Okay.
All right, yeah.
Reschedule. Yeah.
Here what me would have to do. So me would have go back to the community then where we come from and me would build up like my grandmother house.
Yeah.
Build up the whole community. Me don't know if I have that attachment. Me probably would have keep like a treat. You know, keep like a like one six aside competition.
Okay.
Some me I give back to my company.
You wouldn't be like a a shop or something.
No, me I start a foundation.
Yeah.
Where if you go school, you get a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
me that build up the Dale Elliott scholarship program.
Exactly. Me that build up a lot. You know, me love name things after me.
Mm-hmm.
So me that do that. Me that try start a scholarship program. Me that try open a library.
Yeah.
But me not build no house for nobody. No.
Yeah, man. I don't really mean build
no,
house.
No, man, I build like, up. No. Oh, these are the schemes for the community. No.
No, you're not building.
No.
You wouldn't have the Dale Elliott housing scheme?
No. It had turned a ghetto.
Why? I mean, you are control it, so it wouldn't have right, to necessarily
me,
be a ghetto.
Me genuinely not believe it. Me not believe in a, and people might disagree with me. Me not believe in a giving people things.
Hmm.
Me believe in a providing people with the knowledge and the tools to get where them want.
So more of giving opportunities rather than giving like
me not
like
believe
resources.
Yeah,
right.
Me wouldn't just buy a house for somebody and make them live in it.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
No,
I mean, but you charge them like do it like a.
No, me not want to charge them. Me prefer give them the tools to get there. No, if the person is elderly,
yeah,
then me that do that.
True.
Same okay. If me rich, all people alone me I put in a house.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
One woman with 7 pitney, me now put in a house, you know.
Figure it out.
You gotta figure work. Me all me can give is a book. Me that take up. Me that tell you say. Me that try enroll a pitney them in a school.
Yeah.
And pay them school fee.
Mm-hmm.
And you worry about something else.
Yeah, man. You figure out.
Yeah.
Figure out the living situation. Yeah. Them education good.
Yeah. Me just believe say when you're young. The worst thing is when things be given to you because you don't appreciate
it. You don't cherish it at that point.
Yeah, you don't cherish it. So
yeah.
So me would give back.
Yeah.
But me I give back strategically. Me would give back on things like build a basketball court. You
okay.
Build a football field.
So you'd make the community itself like the things to do in the community better.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Things we are going to get man from. Things we are going faster teamwork.
Yeah. And keep people out of trouble.
Yeah.
True.
But me not give a man nothing.
Like, no. Yo, we have a 100 housing scheme.
Yo, my boss, maybe get some lick up on the ends. No. Go drink water.
No, you know.
No.
You know, come me show the ends and breath and yo, buckle a foot.
No, me not give a man nothing. You come to me, me good for give you a book. And you go upset. Because a book me I give you. I put a book in your hand.
I said, dog, I give man book, dog.
Book can't eat.
Book can't eat, brother. Man, they even read to all man no, done, no. Dog. Yeah, I talk about book.
Me, I give him a book, and if he's hungry, I buy him sitting for you right there, so. Me, I just deal with people how me growing up.
Yeah.
Because me just realize, brother, you can't carry donkey guard well, you know.
Can't make it drink.
Can't force him to drink it, you know.
True. So, all right. So, where would you... I feel like you've seen a good amount of the world. Mm-hmm. Where would you, of the places that you've seen so far, where you feel like you'd live?
Like live permanently?
Yeah. Or like retiring outside of Jamaica.
Oh, retire?
Yeah. Where would you retire?
Outside of Jamaica?
Mm-hmm. I know, that's a rough question.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Somebody asked me that the other day, I was like.
If me I got retire somewhere outside of Jamaica?
Yeah.
Africa?
Yeah?
Yeah. Kind of similar to Jamaica. Yeah,
close, right?
But
where in
but
Africa?
Ideally,
like Ghana?
I never go Ghana yet. So me, that's South Africa.
Okay. Okay. Similar to Jamaica like that?
Not really, but it is like a first world black nation.
Mm, okay.
That is how South Africa stay.
Yeah.
But ideally, in an ideal world,
yeah.
Me want to retire like Portland. More like one nice house of Portland like what Diplo have.
Why does Portland? I've always felt like Portland feels like the furthest place in Jamaica.
It's far, man.
No matter where you're forwarding from to Portland, Portland far.
No, man. Portland not far if you live at like Arbor View. And you drive St. Thomas way.
That still feels, for some reason,
bro.
Every time I went to Portland, bro, it felt like.
First of all, you live at Portmore.
Yeah.
Portmore far if even people live at Spanish Town. Portmore is the farthest place in the world.
Portmore far than Portland?
Brother, you ever look pan a... Yo. You want to see the reaction... So, you know, you ever see the reaction where you get when you tell somebody say you live at Portmore?
Yeah. No. I used to live in Greater Portmore, so
girl,
even worse.
As a girl could have tell me say she live beside a Portmore. I made up on the toll she live far. Menage
yeah,
far.
Yeah.
Taxi.
Rough.
On time. Gadge Pro.
Fully.
I'm not going to figure that out.
Jaja. Portmore not that bad. I don't feel like Portmore
far,
that
dog.
Bad.
I don't know. Portmore. You see, if I fuck up on an highway if you link you? No. You're far.
So that's how I feel about Portland with like the countryness of
there's
it.
There's no even highway if you get to Portland. Yeah, well, there's highway. They're not going to fight me. Out.
Yeah.
Depends upon where you're going to Portland from. Because you ever realize you have to be very specific with people nowadays?
Yeah.
Because you're going to always find the Natals. You know the Natals?
Yeah, man. They said the wrong thing. It's like, dog, go your top out, dog. Because you always drive a country where you're talking about Portland. Nah, no.
If it's one thing me eat, is the Natals.
The Natals are the worst, bro. You can't say nothing about nothing.
You can't say nothing about nothing because they're going to jump up with them Natal.
Yeah, man. They're going to find the 1% of things like, yeah, but what about...
But not all. Man, I said, Jano.
It's crazy. You can't even have like a real conversation
because the Natals are going to come
Natals
out
is
nowhere.
Like that. Well, I guess that defeats my argument. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, because it's you like, win now because you come up with a Natal theory.
Right? You know what I mean? It's like... It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But I don't know. I feel like Portland far.
Portland.
I feel like Portland far. I don't know if Portmore far. I guess I'm biased because I'm used to live at Portmore.
Portland tropical and it rainfall and empty there. But
yeah,
me
like
personally,
and...
me like places with close to urban, you know, urban cities.
Yeah.
So I think I wouldn't live at Portland till me like all.
Okay.
Or when me have like disposable income, I have that as a vacation place.
Yeah.
But me can't stay too far from Kingston. So me in my 30s and 40s, I'm want to buy a house. Me I go buy it at either Cherryard and Draxel.
Yeah.
One of them places.
Same.
Yeah.
I want to get back a house at Havendale. Want a house at Havendale.
Dark same one get back.
You
still
live in Havendale, yeah.
But it was amazing, right? Havendale.
It was like a six-bedroom house. So my auntie them used to have a...
Avondale. To me, lovely. You know, you realize like how similar LA is to Jamaica though. Like...
That's what I love about
rich,
LA, Loki.
The rich living at the hills, just like Jamaica.
And literally once you come out of the hills, there's ghettos immediately.
You just see them.
Just immediately.
You know like Bowen Hills, you ever go Bowen Hills before?
Yeah.
Bro, once you drive down, you know... Once you reach bald,
it's over.
What up, cur? What brother. Up, blur? Everything change.
Yeah, bro, downtown? Downtown LA is literally Gotham City.
A nighttime.
Bro, daytime too.
Bro, you ever the downtown in like 5 o'clock? When like the breeze start, no, in the night. Now the night, when the sun got set.
Yeah.
When the sun too low, so yeah, now man. The city, now you're not seeing a light. But the building them so tall and the place gear like a...
It's Gotham City.
Yeah, the vibe.
It's full on, bro, Batman is somewhere.
The vibe. Batman down there.
Bro, I'm telling you, it is just... And you walk around.
The Joker at the method, the man. The,
bro, you walk around and it's just living crackhead, just
a chill.
Just chilling, doing crack. just in the street, mad people in the middle of the road.
Just a par.
Just a par, you know what I mean? Just hoping to get a cigarette from you or something. You know what I mean?
No.
It's like, it's kind of scary, you know?
Yeah, me can't really manage that.
Yeah.
Can't really manage that. But more 100 and them say me can buy a house at Jamaica for $150,000 US.
Big house.
150. Me feel like me
what
can,
kind of house that?
Me like can get that. Me feel like me can get them house there. If me look at big house, me can go get that maybe Saint Elizabeth.
Yeah.
You know, some parts are Saint and me feel like I can go Ochi in the tourist part. Go boy, I find
150,000.
Where have a house, you know?
Where you talk? Like a 3-bedroom?
Brother, I talk about house. Like nice, Jack Sale. Yeah, like
a house.
Cherry Garden house. 4 or 5-bedroom house where you can have help on. Nice gate for drive up on. Me nah go to Jamaica. What the hell me nah go to Jamaica?
So that's why I liked Havendale so much. Cause that's literally the Havendale life.
Brother, I make up my mind. Brother. Yeah. If me I go buy a house at Jamaica...
Yeah.
If me that buy apartments or investments.
You wouldn't live there.
I mean, if push come to shove, I may have to live there. No. We're just talking about hypotheticals.
Yeah,
now.
For
like,
sure.
Like, if in a wonderful world where we can do.
Yeah.
Me would I buy an apartment. And if me have to live there, me would I live there. Yeah. But me would I buy an apartment in our affluent neighborhood.
True. I could see that.
See what?
Living in an affluent neighborhood with an apartment.
I'm just
that you say it, you know. You say
just
I'm a lawyer.
No, I'm just a check it.
You say I'm a lawyer.
You say what you say.
You say you're not living in the neighborhood, you know.
I'm just hearing what you say.
I'm just agreeing with you, you know. All we right. Don't judge. We listen and we don't judge.
We judge.
You judge.
We judge bad. So, you don't live in Florida?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Florida kind of scares me sometimes.
You know, man.
Florida scary, you know, dog.
I almost live in Florida, you know.
Yeah. My family of Florida.
Me too.
Like every other Jamaican.
Every Jamaican in the world.
Have family of Florida. It's
me feel like more Jamaican in Florida than Jamaica.
For sure.
Our descendants. With the tears.
The tear. Yeah, man.
If we're going to add up the tears.
Yeah, man.
If we're going to add the tears in it, we definitely.
Yeah, we should create a map of where all the tears are, you know.
Where the most tears are.
Yeah, like.
The number one tears are going to be in New York.
Yeah, I think number one tier is going to be in New York. A couple number ones are going to be in Florida too, though. I think. You think so?
What do you mean? No, man. Number ones are going to be in New York and Florida. Yes. Yeah. I feel like Jamaican people don't realize the other states they're about, you know.
There's mad states in between those two, too.
Where?
That them just completely ignore.
Them just ignore. And you might think that. You see, since me start tour, since me start the shows, brother. Outside of New York City, no dog. You know how big New York is?
Bro.
Don't feel like a New York City think, alone, Jamaicans there, no.
People don't think of New York outside of the city. Like, you tell somebody you live in Albany.
People are saying, what are you
bro,
doing there?
Bro, dog, Bushwick is not New York, brother. Like, what you talk?
Albany, Syracuse.
You live in Syracuse.
Poughkeepsie.
Nah, dog. You live in that house.
Buffalo.
You might hear people say, oh, yeah, they're New York State. Okay.
You yeah. You think you say they're New York?
Yeah, they're New York, brother. Oh, it's upstate. Oh, okay. Never know say that. So
different
far.
Part.
Yeah, that far, Bridget.
But Jamaican people, they everywhere in America, brother.
They're everywhere in the world, low-key.
You know a place named Poughkeepsie?
Yeah.
Brother, there's a place in New York named Poughkeepsie.
Mm-hmm.
I swear, bro, it's just like a town.
One of the farthest places on the planet.
Brother, it is... is a little town where me eat some of the baddest Jamaican food me ever have. A beer Jamaican there, Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
At least one person from Poughkeepsie. Anybody, comment. If you live in New York, comment if you ever go to Poughkeepsie.
I feel like Jamaicans move to Poughkeepsie when them like them find a good stable job. And them just want to get out of the foolishness. And then the move go Poughkeepsie.
Brother, is that like a bridge go over there now?
Yeah. So it's like you have to, if you want to go check somebody at Poughkeepsie, you have to really want to go check them.
Good
you
drive know? Too.
Yeah, good drive. You have to like, you have to rate them differently for a.
But you know what's funny? I like upstate New York more than New York City.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just a vibe, dog. It's just. Brother, when you drive through this, a dog in all autumn.
Autumn is crazy for drive through them time.
When
still.
The leaves them start changing.
Purple and orange and.
It just, and the cold breeze just start get cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cold for long. You know that like a November time there?
Yeah.
When like things just start get brisk.
You can put on a nice jacket and.
A little jacket.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, me like.
That me like about New York still, you know. You can, winter time, you can really dress. You can start dress, scarf and.
Big man thing, experiencing the four seasons. I want to live somewhere where experience the four seasons.
All right.
I don't care to see snow.
Yeah.
I don't care to see it all the time.
Yeah.
But I want to live somewhere where I get to experience the four seasons. That's how
I thought that until I lived in New York and then the snow just started to annoy me.
But guess what? You said the snow.
Yeah.
I said I want to experience it. I don't want to see the snow. I want to experience the cold.
Yeah.
Not the snow.
Well, it rough, because you better hope. You better hope. So, well, you're there. Cold and no snow.
Bro, four seasons to me. One, it expand your wardrobe.
Absolutely.
Like, no. Absolutely. When we live in Jamaica, we could only have one set of clothes. You know how weird you look at Jamaica in a leather?
You look like a crazy.
Where are you going? Where are you going? What are you doing in leather?
Yeah, man. It leather, anything that is not shoes.
Brother, when you wear leather, you have on a leather jacket in Jamaica, it just look crazy to me.
Crazy. Like, leather pants is insane.
Brother, yo.
Absolutely insane. Absolutely
brother,
insane.
Brother, sometimes I remember the old hot sun is at Jamaica. Me I try to see through, me see a man all walk in a leather suit 2 o'clock in
bro,
a Jamaica.
Bro, but no, all like Bogle used to do it in a dog. Like Bogle and the choke of them and all kind of something. I said,
him did a bone up, you know. You know why?
Fully.
Him did a bone up, man.
What?
Him did a run the place night and day.
Yes.
He was on fire.
He was on fire.
Dog, I run. May I tell you?
This is true. Mm. Yo, man, that is what I love about, like, that's the one thing I love about the seasons, where you can have a summer wardrobe, a fall wardrobe, a winter wardrobe. The fall and the winter is kind of like the fall and the spring is kind of like the same.
Yeah, fall and spring.
Yeah, that's kind of like same wardrobe.
I love the wardrobe when I just can wear button-ups. I'm winning. No, I'm going in a button-up season.
That's like fall. I feel like that's fallish.
Fall, going in a button-up season.
Fully. Yo, whenever you can
birthday
start.
Birthday this weekend.
Oh, yeah, do the
my birthday is March 29th.
What are you doing?
We're doing the stream party.
Doing the party?
We're on to the stream party Saturday. But wait, a Friday, the stream party would have to take place, though. You can't. You have the party.
No, I'm a free Friday.
Oh, you're not the party? Ah, mad. So, me I got set up in here.
Yeah.
People add me on Twitch. Deal Elliot JR. Me I keep a party. Make sure you tune in to this week live on Thursday because it's my birthday. You know, me, I sit down with you for a reason. Yeah, it's gonna be fun, you know?
Vibes. Full on vibes.
Yeah, me, I turn 29, dog.
Man, you push 30?
No, me reach. me basically 30.
Yeah, I feel like you're almost at, like, midlife crisis age.
What you call mid? I don't think it's a crisis. It's a blessing.
Not crisis, but, you know, you're at that. You're about to hit that midlife.
Why, 30? Midlife
age. Yeah, man, 35 is midlife, you know?
Oh, yeah, then say people don't live long, no?
Yeah, most man I live to like 70, 75.
Brother, the amount of things me accomplish in my life, brother. Me, I write. Yeah, yeah right. So me say, ah, me turn 29. That nice. Me not feel like.
Yeah, you don't feel like.
Yeah, me, me approach 29.
Yeah.
In good standing.
So here's the thing though. Here's the thing though. Do you feel any different from when you were like energy wise from when you were like 24, 23?
You know, me play ball last week, no? But that can't have a lot to do with exercising.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on. Remember, I said, me run up and down after.
True.
So it, me know there has to be something.
No, but me just say that because I feel like a lot of people think that, like you start for feel old.
No, I think are your lifestyle really old, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I don't think like your numbered age is what make you feel old. Because you have people with 23 who feel old.
True. You know but yo, did you know that it's because you stop certain activities, why?
You start to feel old.
You feel old. Because yeah. Mrs. Something where say, like, people, comments, make me know, fact check me, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the probability of somebody sprinting after 25 go down by never sprinting again.
Like ever again.
When was the last time you sprint?
Recently. Very recently.
Crooks, me never said jogging. You know? Mm-hmm. Me said run full blast.
No, I'm run full blast.
Alright.
Why people feel like so because I'm a fat man, like I'm not athletic?
No, you know, you're not athletic, but you continue your conversation. You're not athletic.
So you don't think I can run at a full speed?
You can.
I probably can't run faster than you.
That's what, no, me not, not say that. Me I say at a full speed. When you do that? Where?
At my house, in the gym.
Okay, so you never run at a full speed.
What do you mean?
Me I talk about go pan, me I talk about outdoor running. A treadmill running, hey, this, and this is for everybody too.
Yeah.
Treadmill running and outside running is not the same running. I don't know. So? No.
Why?
You think, why?
Why?
You are running stationary.
Yeah.
Outside running, you deal with outside elements. You deal with a different level of breathing pattern. You deal with a different level of stride length.
True.
So you showing me say you can run on a treadmill for 20 minutes. So you have like a stamina. If me move you off of that treadmill and make you have to run from one, say you have to run at 400 meters.
Yeah.
It's super, it's not the same.
I mean, I'm not running 400 meters.
But on a, on a treadmill, I'm sure you've got more than 400 meters.
And,
it's super easy.
Yeah.
Wait, stand up on a track and start and do the same jogging distance. Eh? Don't ever change the pace.
So you know what's weird for me? I feel like running outside is actually easier for me because I get to control my pace. With the treadmill, I'm like almost forced to a pace, which feels like it gives me less control.
But that's why it make it easier because you control your pace.
Yeah.
When you are run outside,
yeah,
you are dealing with the elements
but
of
I,
outdoor.
But I can control my pace outside.
Which is why it make it harder because it's easier to keep a pace when you're outside. Like if you are running on a treadmill and you put it at 5, if we should move that 5 outside, and you have to try to do the same 5 outside, is way harder because you can't control your pace.
Yeah,
you have to slow down.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because you can't control it, and then now when one cold breeze blow or one breeze blow, drop a sweat in your eye.
Yeah.
You know, then now instead of you are running a straight line, you are running a turn at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Also, when me them, you know, I run up and down outside.
Yeah,
you
know, I run out of
you see, me can't really too run up and down outside too crazily.
I think when but when people are
active.
Still.
Yeah.
If you stay active, you're supposed to be good. Brother, look at Shelly Belly. Shelly Belly are 187.
Bro, Shelly Belly ancient to the...
Shelly Belly is 212 years old.
Bro, Shelly Belly, I'm sure Shelly Belly was in like a Yellow Man music video.
Shelly Belly, name Shelly Belly before woman even start getting named Shelly.
He was the first, him named Shelly first.
Shelly Belly coined the name Shelly. Input Shelly in a rice.
Yeah. Facts. Facts. Shelly Belly not human though necessarily. I don't feel so.
Shelly Belly is the strongest man in the world.
Yeah. I've never seen Shelly Belly drop anything.
I've never seen him tired.
At all.
Never.
Never. He's for sure ancient, you know. But that guy's active.
I'm 100% sure Shelly Belly is over 50 years old.
Easily.
Fact check me, please.
Comments. Let
I
us
need
know
to
how
old Shelly Belly is. Because Shelly Belly, dancing icon, I know that I've been seeing Shelly Belly before my band.
Brother,
I see Shelly Belly before my band. May I tell you? May I tell you?
It's in the cosmos.
Brother, I think, yeah.
From before.
Go back and look pan the 81 election thing them and see if
Shelly Belly was there.
Shelly Belly, no, stand up. So, Shelly Belly was
Shelly
there.
Shelly Belly was in the video with when Bob
when
Hall,
Bob Marley whole.
Shelly Belly was
behind Shelly Belly, Shelly Belly was actually to the side with a girl, stay so.
in the ear. Yo, Shelly Belly's a big man.
Shelly Belly, whole brother. Shelly Belly, a hot. Shelly Belly, a hot.
But never really, yo. 2022.
Shelly Belly, no, 38. Shelly Belly, no, 30. All if a 2022.
2022, that would mean that Shelly Belly is 41 right now.
Shelly
and I
Belly,
do not believe
yeah,
that.
41, brother. Me, I see Shelly Belly forever.
I don't believe that. Unless Shelly Belly look like a big man from him was 11.
Shelly Belly, who all them people at stage for back him age?
Yeah, absolutely. Him go there with badness and say, yo, put 38 upon this. Can't make nobody know some at 67.
Like, if Shelly Belly is just
mash
41, me not believe that.
No, me not think so. Me not think so.
Me not believe that.
41?
Brother, Shelly Belly have to be 441.
Shelly Belly is at least 2 centuries, bro.
Hey, Missio. Before you move, just like, share, comment, subscribe. Raise up your views then, man. Yeah, my feel
Shelly Belly older than dancehall, for sure.
I see things, people, for that. Me feel like somebody in this. For anybody here that don't know who named Shelly Belly, Shelly Belly is a dancehall dancing icon.
If you've seen a lot of music videos.
Shelly Belly basically teach Jamaica how to dance with woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see that lift up and walk round and that a Shelly Belly.
Yeah.
People travel.
The dagger in. Oh, yes.
Yo, you see when the dog Shelly put Belly on the chain and stay so. Yo. Yeah, you see that?
I don't know what make him go see that. I make them go see that palm BT and then them start following me, you know.
Brother, that's what I'm saying. Shelly Belly an icon still. May I
full,
tell you?
Full on icon.
Yeah, but him have to be 440.
There's no way Shelly Belly is not older than dancehall. Hmm? I feel like him. He's been there and always been there. He's never not been there.
Time of fly still, you know? Icons, them are big man, you know?
All of the icons, them are big man. Everybody are like 50. Everybody are like 50 or 40.
I'm seeing Cartel, 40s,
mm-hmm.
Closer to 50.
Yeah. Beanie's Bounty. Over 50. Bounty's over 50.
Bounty over 50. Beanie over 50.
Yeah.
I think Vader and I'm 40s.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Sean Paul.
Mm-hmm. Even if you look at
Sean Paul is probably in his high 40s or 50s too, you know.
No, man. Sean Paul's supposed to be mid 50s, I feel like.
Mid?
Yeah.
Sean Paul at 50?
What? Sean Paul old thing, man. Sean Paul is 52.
Wow. Sean Paul and my father are the same age? Yeah. You see what I talk about?
Yeah.
Bro, time of fly, brother, with the age thing because I can't. A man look at me what and say, yo, elder. Man say, yo, you're one of the real man. You're one of the one them where started, you know. May I watch you. Yo,
may I watch you from me a little you.
A man say, him a watch me from him a nine.
Jaja.
From him a nine.
Mm-mm.
That's a 10 and this year, is a, no, him and, a 19.
And this is a grown adult person talking to
this him. Is now a 19 year old. I tell me say, yo, him a watch me from him a nine.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that absolutely crazy?
I mean, I turn 29 this week.
But see, there was a party yesterday. And see what I'm bridging them. So Fim father is a reggae artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the first people them for book me at LA. So me I tell him, say, yo, you know, say your pops, you know, say your pops first. Put me on one show and I move to LA. I say, yeah, man, remember, yo, me did that, man, God. Me, them time they me a little youth, man. I say, yo, crook stuff for that. They start forward at the party.
Remember, say, him said, them tell him a little youth.
I'm a little youth. Him say, yo, when him could have start go to party, them, that's why him start forward out at the party. And me, I think, say, so when me see you pull up at the club, them time that you just reach the age.
You're a child.
You're a full on child.
You're a child.
You're a child now. Like, what?
But. This is why I explain to people how the age thing different. Because watch out. Yawa, 41.
37.
Ah, yeah, 37.
Yes.
All right. I mean, you're 9 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, 8 to 9 years. Because yeah. I go, yeah, 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that when I was in the ninth grade, you was already out of college. I will end up abridging now, like yeah. As two big adults.
Yeah.
And it don't, the age group don't feel far or nothing.
Nothing. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's like as you get older, like it almost don't even really
it's like, matter. It's starting to matter.
Yeah.
It's like the age thing just starting to matter.
It's kind of crazy.
Once like, you pass 25 and you're not getting a second expensive car rental.
Yeah. You're pretty much on the same wavelength and as everybody else.
Yeah, like nobody no care. Nobody not calling a youth after 25.
Yeah, and you know, it's like, no, you're on the, you're just not an old man yet, but you, might as well,
man,
you might as well be no, in that same man. Realm, you know?
But man, yo, man, I tell me, man, I say, yo, yeah, man, you're elder, foundation man, and that thing, man, I say, elder?
Yeah, he's an elder, bro.
So now that make me start like wonder like about all I man them were like from pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No five man them in 30s now, you know. No 40s in them 30s, you know.
Crazy. Bro, protege is like 43.
You're lying.
Bro.
But these people have been around for a long time.
43. Right?
Yo, age thing is in... Yo, the age thing insane, dog.
Kabaka is 39.
How old is Kranix? Kranix must be close to my age. Kranix gotta.
Kranix is 32.
32.
Okay.
And Kranix debout forever.
Yeah. True.
Kranix debout from like 2011, 2012.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Kranix boss when in my youth.
Yeah. So is it a situation now where
you are perceived to be a lot older if your company seen earlier.
Yeah. I mean I think also like your level of success, like
it's like people just start all your fast.
That you're older, you know? All right. What do you think about people that are younger than you that's like doing craziness? Cause that always used to trip me out. Like, damn, you're 25 and you're like a multi millionaire.
Me like it.
I love it. I love it.
I learn what me learning in this life, brother, is that life have a whole heap of up and down.
True.
Because if you're a man say like, I just know your time yet. Cause me now like me prefer rich and happy in my 30s, you know, and 40s, you know. Because when you see like people like super wealthy and then 15 years from now,
mash up.
It's like them drop off of the face of the earth.
Completely mash up.
So life is just whenever life decides to give you that run.
Yeah.
I prefer take that run. later on than fi, when me have sense fi do the right things with the money. But you have some man just happen fi get in right. a good situation and them have them head screw on from them a little picnic and them just end up rich and them
just keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
That's always like so interesting to me how like life can play out where you can. Can you have people who are rich
forever when they're no poor?
With that don't know poor at all. Like they've never known poor and you know, them not spoiled to it either. But then you have people who are not rich till them all 50, 60 something, you know.
Some people not get them first role till like, so that's why I say it's all about perspective. Like you can look past somebody right now and you go back and check them 10 years from now. And because also me, I talk to a man with a millionaire one day, and the man I say, yo, him become a millionaire when he was 38.
Yeah.
And the man say, when he become a millionaire, man say, after like 2 years of being a millionaire, it even fun no more. I just part-time life now. That's the way I'm used to.
Yeah.
Man say, come like when you rent a new apartment and it feel good for a month.
And you're like, yo, this is nice. And it then after a while, you just live there.
That's just your life now.
Yeah.
So, certain things, I saw really like life go.
Yeah.
So you might say a man get rich when he's 45, and for first year, he's happy.
He's like, yo, yeah, man, I'm rich now, fully.
But trust me, after that, he might have all the rich friend them. He might do. Yeah. It's just normal.
It's just like, yo, say I go, you found that dinner later, or what?
Completely normal.
Yeah, it's just regular.
When me no wish for nobody is a man where born rich and then end up poor.
That is,
brother, me prefer. I would rather to be poor, get rich,
yeah,
and get back poor. You know why? Because at least me remember how me did get rich.
Poor was,
and remember how me did get rich. Yeah. So we can do it again.
Yeah, true. But also, you know how to live poor. People sleep on how important being able to live poor is, you know.
Not even poor, just being able to live
like
a middle class or below or average
just
means.
Just live at your means and you don't have to necessarily splurge because you have it.
Exactly.
You know? But if you are able for, all right, if you are coming from a place where you used to live off of 40,000 a year, right?
And for the longest time
it was 40,000.
You was making 40,000 work.
And it was working, right?
I will get a million.
You're nice, you know.
Yeah.
But
you remember the 40,000.
You remember how you used to live off of 40. So if you keep that same lifestyle, you know, how much years you can live not doing nothing?
Naturally, your lifestyle is gonna raise.
Your lifestyle is gonna raise.
Me learn.
It don't have to.
Me learn that. Trust me, the more money you make, the more money you spend.
Yeah.
But eventually
you have to.
No, all if you mean.
Yeah.
Because if you don't spend money, you don't make money.
But also,
trust me, if you remember, say you have $100,000.
Yeah.
And you used to make 15.
Mm-hmm.
And you say you try to live above your means, below your means.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't rent nowhere.
Yeah.
But how are you going to generate more income with that
$100,000? Yeah, I mean, so at that point, you're just living off of, you know, you just live off of what you have.
But guess what? Every day, if your prices go down before,
my prices
go up, you know.
Always go up.
Exactly. So you see, egg where you used to buy when you make $40,000,
yeah,
it's not the same egg again.
It's so crazy how egg is a flex now.
Yeah. More I make an egg chain and beat it around my neck. The people say, I can buy 12 eggs.
And even eat them, just wear them.
Another thing is it's sad, but from a liver foreign, me never ever look upon the price of nothing in a supermarket.
If more want them, buy it.
Yeah, because me just mentally, me feel like supermarket food cheaper. Yeah. So me don't know how much things cost. Supermarket. Here, all me know things are changed.
Mm-hmm.
Me used to walk going to a supermarket with like a bills or a bills 50.
Yeah.
And just take up the regular thing that we normally get.
Yeah.
And then we don't just see the total.
Yeah.
remember the total being like 150 and I get everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2023 come, I realize
you need
everything I need now costs $230.
Yeah, you need an extra $50 upon that now.
And then I go in there and I say everything I need are three bills.
Mm-hmm.
So I still now look for the price of the thing, them, you know.
Yeah.
Me just be like, wait, the total I said 300. Oh, take off this. How much
you
then now?
Decide what you don't need.
Yeah, no, me have to say, me don't need that.
Me don't really need two of them are right now still, you know.
Because how much is it for an egg? Me just know it gets expensive.
It's more than $1 an egg right now. It's like $1.15 per egg.
How much was a case of egg?
So it depends on the kind of egg where you get. But like a dozen egg right now, some places like
$15. $15 for a dozen egg? Mm-hmm. How much it was before?
You could get egg for like $8. Like a dozen egg. You could get some places, depending on where you go, like a Sam's Club or a Costco or whatever. You could get, I think, like 18 egg for like.
Where can $8. I buy? Mo want a ultra tria egg. Mo want when me I buy egg, me can buy like 30.
You want buy like a pallet of egg?
Yeah, me hate fair for keep on and buy them little.
Yeah, you don't forget like a Costco or a Sam's Club, one of them places.
Can't bother go them places that. Cause me's a man in that when me I buy egg, me just buy the two big tray them, you know.
Yeah, I mean that's where I normally get them. Yeah.
The minimum like pan a budget saving wise, more on them last.
Yeah.
Four at a time.
Four egg at a time is...
Yeah. Four egg and four bread.
That's very, very Ghanaian of you.
So, yeah, some here.
Yeah. Big up pages, yo. The Ghana man, them get a
brother,
fight.
Brother, we'll just mash up egg in them. We'll just take up an egg and just mud.
Just a whole egg? Just.
Yeah, me just boil an egg and...
That's low-key kind of crazy.
One bite.
Four egg?
Four. Just one bite? One bite, four.
Wow.
Egg not really full my belly, no. Egg are like placeholder.
It's just a protein shot, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
I don't know, like.
Only thing me tone down pan like bread. Me eat two slices of bread now instead of four.
Do you cut your own slice of bread?
Why me I go cut it? No, man, buy the slice.
Oh.
If me for cut my own slice of bread, me I go cut a quarter of bread.
Them diva sell really. Unsliced bread now, though. You ever get like fancy bread feet unsliced?
Like unsliced bread probably spoil quick.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
We don't know. We feel like that.
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not think so.
Unspoiled bread might spoil quick to me.
Yeah.
But the inflation right now are coming like the way things like gas.
So, being in LA.
Me used to gas price high.
I'm used to get like high gas prices, brother. When I go Florida and see gas price of Florida, I want bring back gas come out LA. You know,
I want to put some gas in my pocket.
I'm like, yo, can I just, what's the rule for traveling with brother, gas?
When me go Florida, I remember there in like the East Coast.
Yeah.
Brother, me I'll buy a man gas. I say, yo, yeah, G, you want some gas?
Yeah, man, you go, yeah.
I said, yo, you don't want a gas?
Yeah, man, you used to pay $7 for gas already, you know, so.
Yo, remember when that was a thing?
Bro, it was $9. What, certain places was $9 a gallon, you know.
Brother, me see, Beverly Hills.
Brother.
La Cienega Boulevard was like $8.86.
Jesus and peace, man. Unleaded, you know. $87, you know.
Wait, unleaded. Wait. Let's I'm me alone, so don't me feel. What is lead in and lead?
Apparently, the gas used to have lead in it. I know it don't have lead in it, but it still have lead in it.
But I've never seen like leaded gas before.
Apparently, it used to be.
No, but leaded gas sent anywhere?
I don't know.
Because why it say unleaded?
We should look it up, you know. What is leaded gas?
More I know, like, when we can buy some leaded gas, we see. What is the difference?
Do you think leaded gas is better? Like gas with lead in it? Leaded
wait,
gasoline?
Heavier?
Maybe. Leaded gasoline, which contains tetrahyalide as an additive, was phased out globally due to its harmful effects on human health and the environment.
Like lead poison?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but so why them have to stay at certain name unleaded then if them already unleaded?
Because them have to make sure, just like how them... I mean, they can probably sell it for more just because them say it unleaded too. You know, people charge more just for words.
Yeah, but if them don't sell leaded no more...
Yeah, it. I mean,
why state that it unleaded?
So, it literally was just fully banned recently. Like, the last country banning it in 2021. So, 4 years ago. So during the pandemic, you could have bought leaded gas somewhere. I don't know where, but you could have bought leaded gas.
Leaded?
Yeah.
Sounds sick.
I mean, you think it? I feel like it might have made the car drive better.
I feel like it sounds dangerous.
It sounds very dangerous.
Sounds like, yo.
This is a beast.
Yo, a leaded gas me yeah, using man. A youth.
Yo, your car, listen.
You see, I'm going to put the leaded in that V8, yeah?
Brother. And they go, la, 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 rep. Rep, rep, rep. Dog, I ramp with my thing. Leaded my, yo, about diesel. No business about diesel.
Do you feel desensitized to cars because you live afar?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially in L.A.
Yeah, me feel...
Especially in L.A., you know...
I feel like car. I'm really like frightened for car
but
no more.
But I've seen people frightened for car in L.A. though. Like, I've seen the people who have the nice car, but the nice car no work, but them keep it and them wash it and wipe it down every day because...
Oh, no, you're talking about some like... You're talking about like, no idea. Overall, that's Mercedes, Bimmer.
Oh, yeah, that...
Porsche. So, like, I feel like foreign desensitized people to them nice car. Then.
So here's what's so trippy to me about cars now. I think I am now desensitized to like the marketing of it. Because you can't tell me, say, okay, sure. It drives better. Sure, a BMW might drive better than a Toyota. Sure.
But if more reliable though.
If I can have my Toyota for 50 years and it work fine.
You won't. You don't want to.
You don't want to, but it can compared to the...
Bro, car is like what we just talked about, like people are rich.
Yeah.
And like at what level have you been like rich? You realize, say, oh, all shit is the same.
All of this is the same thing, yeah. Bro. You go tell me, say, yeah, man, this.
Car is on a smaller scale because I look on it. When we live at Jamaica in the dark, I'm used to all see all a BMW, hear a BMW pass me, I run, go to the door.
Yo!
I say, yo, you hear that?
Yo, that's the 5, series in the dark, man, you know that.
No, no matter what BMW me see. No matter what, I'm not really.
Even really impressed by it.
Exactly. So
hurry up and drive.
Because now you see it.
Yeah.
Now when you're in at the stoplight, when you're at the stoplight and it had a whole up your time, you say, Virgin, move this out of the way, man.
So now I kind of judge people based on... I more judge the people based on the car. Like...
Me know what kind of people in a certain car.
All right. If I see you in a BMW, you're in the fast lane and you're driving slowly... You're annoying me. If you're going 80 in a BMW in the fast lane, you kind of you piss me off.
But 80, you're breaking the speed limit at that.
No,
point.
Yes, but 80 is what they usually drive in the fast lane. You as a BMW driver should not be driving 80.
Oh, so I'm supposed to go get 100 and get a ticket?
Absolutely. That's what. Are you a BMW driver or what?
I can look pa- you know, me can look pon people and like me know like. If me see a man in a BMW and he's driving a M or a 3 Series, 4 Series, BMW just scream young.
Absolutely.
BMW scream, yo, me young, me's a youth.
I have little money, like, I'm a while by a nice
want some
car.
Load nice. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how a BMW scream to me. Yeah. Like, when you have car, we make sound. If you're a big man, you're a car enthusiast. If you're a young youth, you just want one BMW.
You just want a BMW.
Yeah. If he's a Subaru, if you drive a Subaru, you're a lesbian. you're probably a lesbian if you drive a Subaru.
I'm so upset because I agree so much.
If you're driving a Subaru. Yeah. You're probably a lesbian.
You're probably a lesbian who likes to go on hikes. You're probably from Seattle.
You go on hikes. You know what I mean? You know, there's a surfboard to the
absolutely.
Back of it.
Mm-hmm. You go camping all the time. You know what I mean? You like to off-road, but you don't really off-road, you know? It's like certain people, if you drive a Cybertruck, I know you're an asshole.
if you drive a Cybertruck, you think you're so cool.
You think you're the coolest thing on the planet.
You feel like, yo, nobody no cooler than me, right?
Yeah, man.
And you have no taste. And you have terrible furniture in your house. If you drive a Cybertruck,
you think minimalism is cool.
No, minimalism is cool.
Yeah, but to a degree.
Not look badinalism. I don't know if that's a word. I don't know if that's a word, but that's look badinalism.
Yeah, like why would you buy a truck where it look like it don't finish download?
Brother, the thing look like a Cybertruck look like, you know, like green TV. You know, yeah. I watch TV and it get grainy.
You ever, all right, you ever play like PlayStation 1?
Yeah.
All right. If you ever play...
It look like the old Grand Theft, them, like the Liberty City Grand Theft.
Yes,
when
yes.
When you watch Liberty City Grand Theft...
If you ever play... Comments. If you ever play Twisted Metal, you ever play Twisted Metal?
No, I don't know what that.
If you ever play Twisted Metal, tell me the Cybertruck don't look like a me car think, or like, come out of Twisted Metal.
I think you used to use different game than that. I think you used to play a game like I don't know, the Abacus and all them things.
Abacus is crazy.
You don't like your type of game, man?
Abacus is absolutely Abacus, insane.
Something old, something ancient.
Wow. Comments. You know what an Abacus is? Please, comments. I'll say Abacus.
I tell you this.
Intelligent
people subscribe to that channel. Yeah, I see if you watch this right now, I don't subscribe. That means you're not intelligent.
You're not intelligent.
So tell me if you're just subscribed a while ago, come and say that.
Because you know them know what an abacus is.
If you don't know what an abacus is, you're not intelligent and you're not fair follow yourself. But go find out what abacus is and then forward in back.
I'm so upset because in the lower grades, there was abacus.
I know, man. I know.
You actually caught me there.
Exactly.
You actually caught me there. But no, man, I start from Nintendo, you know, from Nintendo days, you know that. Long time I bought game, you know.
What was your first computer? Univac?
Univac
1?
No, man. It was an IBM.
IBM?
It was a IBM days.
Bro, I used to like almost, my head almost explode trying to pronounce that.
What?
And I used to believe it's like, try to pronounce IBM. You know, like
buy a computer. Yo, there's no dots or nothing.
There is nobody can. There's nobody in the world can pronounce IBM.
Ibm.
What a Ibm.
You want me get that Ibm computer?
Brother, yeah, get a choke.
Ibm. That's like a swallow sound. Ibm. You want buy a bad Ibm? You see me?
What you think of like the bad girl car in America?
The bad girl care. The at girl
bad
care.
Bad girl, at girl care. Wait. What's
all
that?
Right.
Let me see if you get, so there, if I there, get
so
it right.
So there's a couple of them. So the baby mother care is the ultima.
No. So the criminal.
Yeah, the
you have all tickets. You don't pay them. Your transmission is
you
not
don't
working.
Have insurance at all.
You don't have insurance. You smoke in your car.
You smoke in your car.
The seat's burnt.
And for sure your brakes are shot.
Yep.
your brake them done.
Your fender is folding.
Fully.
And your transmission are slam.
And the bumper kind of hang off. You know?
I've never met a, like, Altima, people who drive Altima normally intimidated. Them normally bad, normally afraid of them.
You know, so crazy. I feel like Altimas get such a bad rap because it's a cheap, okay, care, you know, but people just don't take care of them. Like the people that buy them.
It's like them buy them knowing, say, yo, me not gonna take care of this.
Me not gonna take care of this. Bro, you can't get a Nissan, just get a bad rap now. Dog, you can't get a Sentra for like 20 grand, you know, a brand new Sentra, you know.
What year?
2025.
Nah, buy it.
You can get a 2025 Sentra for 20 grand.
Send it back where it come from.
You don't want it.
Nah, buy it.
So I think. I would say the hot girl care.
Me know the ultimate hot girl care now. For foreign.
For foreign, okay. In my experience, it tends to be some version of like a Mini Coupe or a
Mercedes C300.
Or a C300. I was going to say, like, you usually see a like C300,
a white
one.
A white? You see a little white.
A little white.
You see the. Hey, there is a woman right now in a foreign.
Mm-hmm.
we drive.
I know like three of them.
A Mercedes C300.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Specifically white.
Yeah. It's always a white one. It's almost always a white one.
Sometimes a black one too.
Sometimes.
But always a white one. Yeah. Like, you see them look a white Mercedes C300 there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. With the, and the seat there up at the top.
Mm-hmm. The seat is practically connected to the steering wheel.
So yeah, them drive.
I don't know how, you know. With them whole body.
Yeah, them the turn.
It's crazy.
Brother, you ever drive in a car with a girl yet and she like rubber curve? Oh, what we find funny is when them rub the curve or drop it at the pothole, it's like they try to see if you realize.
Oh, what?
Them go so, oops.
Ooh.
Oopsie.
What was that? What was that? Did I just hit the thing? You knew you just hit the thing.
You know you just lit the car.
What? Them no business, but yo. Woman not really business about car still, you know? Like, you ever notice the state that a woman will just have her car in regularly?
Brother,
just normal?
I believe like woman lock off them brain when it comes to... Yo, you want to check the aisle upon a woman car?
Jeez and peace, man. Sludge.
Strong. Look frozen. Yeah, like I want to freeze as she park in at night time.
Like have a stretch. When it's better.
Woman don't know when to change brakes, when for nothing. Don't even say a man for didn't think they still.
Yeah, true. But I mean, if you have the car, I don't have
some
a
time,
man check the car.
I threw the mechanic I take the woman and feed that to my youth. Some of the mechanic you can't.
The mechanic them wicked. The mechanic them wicked.
You see the joke where the man I say, yo, him sell her like premium ear.
Yeah, man.
For $100.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'll blink a fluid. So, yo, this guy talking about but I need blinker fluid. Is this true? But you know the problem? Sometimes they will hear certain things.
It sound right.
It sound like, maybe you do need blinker fluid.
Some people catch me all the time. Like, you know, I hear a man say, you know what mechanic catch man with?
Yeah.
Diagnostic test.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. If you run some diagnostics.
Run some diagnostics and see what I go on.
We're going to charge you for diagnostics. Yeah, we know exactly, say, are the brake pads want to change, you know?
But we have to run through diagnostics.
But we have to diagnostic.
Yeah, man. You see me? Make the computer.
After the computer. We diagnostic it up.
Show you the analysis and see what it say. You see me? And then we can know exactly how you want to approach it after you see the diagnostics. You see me?
And we match it up.
And we match it up and then you know exactly.
Say the diagnostic.
See the diagnostic show you everything, you know. It's going to show you everything, every problem where it could have, you know.
Madness.
Jaja.
Yo, people. Hey, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. You know. As a matter of fact, too, I have created another channel.
Yeah, I'm going to see our next page.
And that channel is for my vlogs and my daily content them. So,
okay.
My monologue them when I do my one-on-one. So, what I tried is... When we go up on tour, this year I'm son of an immigrant tour. Tickets them available. My birthday, I come up this weekend. Make sure you watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
But all me I gotta do it is me I gotta try make sure say me have me certain me gotta split up my content them.
Yeah.
Because me know I feel post like tour shows and all of them thing there.
Okay. In the middle of the podcast.
Create
stuff.
Like a separation and everything.
True.
All right,
true.
So people, boom. The channel name is Daily Dale.
Daily Dale, that's hilarious. Yeah.
Daily Dale.
Daily Dale.
Mm-hmm. So go and subscribe to Daily Dale.
Subscripts
me. And subscribe to this.
You see me?
Jesus Christ, man.
Subscribe to my page, though. I'm turning. Wait, see
whoa,
that?
True one.
What a piece of mix up.
Alton Dean.
Hey, you see if I did it in the 70s.